That music comes from Benjamin Britten's Serenade for Tenor, Horn, and Strings, and it is the opening music, the prologue, which also comes back at the end and simply retitled as an epilogue. This is the original recording that was made of the piece with horn player Dennis Brain, and as you will hear coming up, the tenor is Peter Pears, for whom the piece was written, and Benjamin Britten himself conducting the Boyd Neal String Orchestra. The piece will be played by the Illinois Symphony Chamber Orchestra at concerts tonight at 6 and 8 at the First Presbyterian Church in Springfield, and then tomorrow night for a concert at 7:30 at Second Presbyterian Church in Bloomington. The soloists for the piece will be horn player Stephen Hanrahan, who is the principal horn player of the Illinois Symphony Orchestra, and tenor William Burden, who is of international renown among opera stars and is with me this portion of Live and Local. Thanks very much for joining us on the show.
Thank you.
How often do opera singers end up doing this piece, or is it generally done by people who are well-versed in opera?
Well, these days I would say it's probably more often done by people who are versed in opera, only because the classically trained singer really has to do a little bit of everything, a bit of a jack of all trades. So although my career has been largely opera, any opportunity I have to do concert repertoire, I try and grasp, because it's a wonderful opportunity to make music in a little more intimate setting. And in particular, these concerts at First Presbyterian, the space is just magnificent. And it has such great historical context, being the Lincoln Church. But in this wonderful space, the stunning Tiffany windows that I think in the evening will just be incredibly beautiful, and it will lend itself to this piece in such a great way. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, before we talk about the piece specifically, a little bit about your own career. Did you start out with the intention of singing opera, or did you start out singing, thinking you might sing songs, lieder, or some other area of vocal music?
Well, I thought I would probably do all of the above. I knew that I would have to focus primarily on opera, particularly in this country. It's very difficult to make a career singing exclusively concert work and recital repertoire. There just is, sadly, not a growing audience for that. Although, I am heartened that in places all over the country, there is a little bit of a resurgence of this kind of music being done more regularly.
This kind of music meaning vocal?
Meaning concert repertoire and in particular chamber music, because it requires fewer numbers. And so there is more opportunity to get orchestra players and singers together to make music in that way, partly because of the financial question.
And I should mention that this particular concert is, in fact, all English music. It's calling it Britten's Beauty. And it's got some really beautiful pieces on it. It begins with a romance by a composer named Gerald Finzi, who is not a household name for most listeners.
Well, not for most Americans, yeah.
Right, true. And then it will end with Edward Elgar's Introduction and Allegro for Strings. Certainly the highlight of the program for me is this piece, not only because I used to be a horn player and I've always loved this piece and I always wanted to play it, never got the chance, but it's such a singular piece in combining the horn and the voice with the string, and also because of the poetry he's chosen for this. These are very well-known poets, including Anonymous, but also Alfred Lord Tennyson, William Blake, John Keats, Ben Jonson. Talk to us a little bit about that poetry.
Well, I think, to start the conversation, I would say that Britten had an uncanny knack at choosing remarkable collaborators for his music. So these, in terms of choosing poetry to set, he immediately goes for just brilliant poems and poets the same way that he did it with his libretti for his operas. He found someone whose use of language spoke to his musical sensibility, and I think that the union of text and music in all of Britten's writing is one of the things that makes him such a singular and remarkable composer. And these poems, you know, put together in the context of this group, just create a wonderful homage to night and evening and the, you know, the moon and all of the wonderful, both joyful and fearful aspects of nighttime. The dirge, which is the poem written by our friend Anonymous, is one of those pieces that is evocative of all that is most sort of frightening about night and death and loneliness and, you know. But Britten just was a master at utilizing texts that I think really made his music shine.
Well, let's hear a sample of one of the poems that actually, I guess you could say, is mysterious in that it looks back to an older time. Reference, as you'll hear immediately, the splendor falls on castle walls and snowy summits old in story. This is a poem by Alfred Lord Tennyson. And again, we will now hear, we didn't earlier, tenor Peter Pears, for whom Benjamin Britten wrote the piece. This is a recording made in 1944. Dennis Brain, the horn player again, and Benjamin Britten conducting the Boyd Neal String Orchestra.
The splendor falls on castle walls and snowy summits old in story. The long light shakes across the lakes and the wild cataract leaps in glory. No bugle blows, set the wild echoes flying. Bugle blows, answer echoes, answer.
Tenor Peter Pears, in a piece conducted by Benjamin Britten, who's the composer of the Serenade for Tenor, Horn, and Strings. This is the third movement, as it were, called Nocturne, texts by Alfred Lord Tennyson. The piece will be sung by tenor William Burden with the Illinois Symphony Chamber Orchestra under the direction of Alistair Willis tonight and tomorrow, tonight in Springfield and then tomorrow in Bloomington. And he's my guest this portion of Live and Local. What's your take on the interplay between the tenor and the horn?
Well, it again varies from song to song. There are times when the two seem to be kind of running in tandem, and times when they are very uniquely solo instruments, each carrying out their own sort of important aspect of the storytelling. I mean, most specifically in the elegy, they don't actually sing together, the two instruments, voice and horn. And so they each, you know, the voice actually mirrors to some degree what it is the horn has set in a very lengthy sort of musical interlude. And yet in the piece entitled Hymn, for example, the two really are sort of working in tandem, and you can almost see the image of these characters sort of extolling the virtues of the goddess Diana and the moon, and you know, it's sort of a hymn to the goddess of night, and the two voices really do work together.
William Burden will sing Benjamin Britten's Serenade for Tenor, Horn, and Strings. The horn will be Stephen Hanrahan, horn player, who's principal horn of the Illinois Symphony Orchestra, and it's the Illinois Symphony Chamber Orchestra that will play with the two of them tonight at 6 o'clock and at 8 o'clock at First Presbyterian Church on South 7th Street in Springfield, and then tomorrow night, one performance, 7:30, at Second Presbyterian Church in Bloomington. If you want more information, you can go to the symphony's website, which is ilsymphony.org. And we appreciate very much your joining us on Live and Local today. Have fun tonight and tomorrow.
Thanks so much.
Now the sun is late to sleep. Seated in thy silver chair, state in wonted manner keep. Hesperus entreats thy light. Hesperus entreats thy light. Goddess, 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 excellently bright. Not thy envious shade dare itself to interpose, since a shining orb was made. Heaven to clear when day did close. Bless us then with wish in sight. Bless us then with wish in sight. Goddess, 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 excellently bright. Shining quiver, give unto the flying heart space to bring out short so ever. Thou that makes the day of night, thou that makes the day of night, thou that makes thou goddess, 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 goddess. Seated in thy silver chair, state in wonted manner keep. Hesperus entreats thy light. Hesperus entreats thy light. Goddess, 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 excellently bright. Thy envious shade dare itself to interpose, since a shining orb was made. Heaven to clear when day did close. Bless us then with wish in sight. Bless us then with wish in sight. Goddess, 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 excellently bright. Shining quiver, give unto the flying heart space to bring out short so ever. Thou that makes the day of night, thou that makes the day of night, thou that makes thou goddess, 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 goddess.
Music by Benjamin Britten from his Serenade for Tenor, Horn, and Strings. And I apologize, I forgot to write down the poet, the poets being so integral to the success of that piece. Peter Pears, the tenor, Dennis Brain, the horn player, They were the folks for whom the piece was written, and the Boyd Neal String Orchestra, conducted by the composer Benjamin Britten. The piece will be performed on concerts by the Illinois Symphony Chamber Orchestra tonight and tomorrow. This is Live and Local on FM 90.9. Our broadcast is made possible with support from the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, preserving our nation's music heritage at the University of Illinois. Now featuring new exhibits entitled On the Road Again, Cruising Coast to Coast with America's Music. More information is available at sousaarchives.org. I'm Kevin Kelly, and in just a couple of minutes, we will welcome live in our studio performance by a duo that calls itself, themselves, the Flower Jacks. They're playing in Fairmount this coming Sunday afternoon, and either they or other groups that their two members are involved in at various other places in December and January will tell you all about it. Coming up after, we remind you that our program is supported not only by business underwriters, but also and especially by private citizens, listeners, people who enjoy the program enough to say, I think I'll make a contribution. And particularly this time of the year, as we approach the end of our calendar year and about midway through our fiscal year, we are coming to you for a very short period of time, 36 hours between yesterday, today, and tomorrow, hoping to raise $36,000. You can continue the very good progress we have had by making your contribution via a phone call to 217-244-0025 or making a contribution on our website, which is willpledge.org. And with me is Illinois Public Media Station Manager, the one and only Mr. Robert Bob Culkeen.
Wow, what an introduction. Is that because we're in your live studio today?
That's it.
It's a special place to be, especially with some local entertainers. And I know that you can't wait to hear them because they are energetic and they are going to really tell us a great tale today. I can tell. So it's good to have them here. And if you're listening, you know why you're listening. This is a type of programming that you expect from Live and Local, where we bring in and highlight some local talent, and we would love to hear from you in support of this program. 217-244-0025 is the number, or you can go to willpledge.org. Kevin, you know, this is just a great program that you bring to us Monday through Friday. You've been doing it now for a number of years.
Almost five years.
How do you feel? What do you hear from community members when you get out there and they see you? What do they say to you about this show?
They say you're a whole lot uglier than you sound on the radio.
Well, no, they don't say
that.
There's an advantage to doing this on the radio compared to television. Yes.
No, I actually had somebody say something really quite the opposite of that, which was rather nice. No,
you're taller than I think you are.
No, I never hear. No, what I usually hear is aside from I heard you on the radio today. Okay, usually it's I went to this performance because I heard it on the radio, because I heard you talk about it on the radio, or that was a wonderful sounding group that was on the show, but I couldn't get there because, do you know when they might be coming again? Or sometimes people just say to me, do you know what's happening in the area, just because they assume I know everything that's happening in the area, which is, of course, not exactly true. And through the course of building the show, I try to find out what's happening not only in Champaign-Urbana, where we're based, but also in Fairmount, for example, Sleepy Creek Vineyards, where the Flower Jacks are playing, in Bloomington Normal, in Saybrook, where they're going to be playing at some point. But it's usually, I love the group that you're on. I really enjoyed the conversation you had with so-and-so. And often I had a chance to go hear it because we heard it here first.
A great example of how we build community in our area, because not only are we entertaining and bringing new ideas to our audience, we're inviting them to other venues to participate with a local pub or a concert area or an artist, that we're bringing our audience to them. So if you're an active audience member and you do go to those concerts and you support this program, it is great for us to hear from you. 217-244-0025. And you know, I want to challenge you to ask them how they got their name, because I think it's an interesting
name. Oh, that's coming up. That is coming up. I know I've asked them before, and I simply don't remember the answer. I know where they got it, but I don't know why they got this particular one. 217-244-0025, or give online at willpledge.org. One of the things that does surprise me in conversations I have with people is if they're people that I know who mostly listen to classical music, either on this station or elsewhere, when they say how much they enjoyed certain groups that are decidedly non-classical, including the Flower Jacks, who are going to play for us live right now here on Live and Local on FM 90.9.
One, two, three, four.
Kenna Mae Rice and Chris Strand, who are together the Flower Jacks, that's spelled J-A-X, by the way, live here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. They're going to be playing at Sleepy Creek Vineyards in Fairmount Sunday afternoon from 1 to 3. That's part of an open house Sleepy Creek is having from 12 to 6. Lots of things they have going on there. You can check out their website for that info. And then at Bouvon's Wine Bar in Urbana, Friday, December the 27th, And we'll give you some other dates involving a couple of other groups as well that one or the other of them is involved in. Thanks very much for coming on the show today.
Thanks for having us.
What's the name of the song?
That song's called Dream Of.
And I should, well, you can tell from the voice, Kenna was the singer. She's on the guitar, and then Chris was on mandolin on this particular one. He's also got a guitar and banjo with him today, which I assume we'll hear both of. Are you both the songwriters for this duo, or do you one of you do the heavy lifting for this one? Or
We do some co-writing, and we're trying to focus on that right now, but most of the material on the new CD and that we play out is my original writing. So,
including the song you just did?
Yeah.
If it happens to be one of Chris's songs, does he get to sing it?
Yes.
Usually.
Is that how it works in
yes.
fairness?
Well, I've got some that I've written with Kenna in mind, so that may change. But at the moment, yeah, if whoever writes it normally sings it. But the songs we co-write, we sing together almost entirely, so it's kind of an interesting mesh.
Since Bob Colquhoun asked earlier, and of course it is an obvious question, where does the name come from? I know it was a suggestion from your dad, right,
yeah.
Kenna?
But yes.
What are flower jacks? I Googled it and came up with all kinds of pictures of people wearing flowers, but that's as far as I got.
I've never seen those images, and that's yeah. surely not what we wanted to procure in people's minds. But I think that it mainly comes from the image of a dandelion, the wind blowing the little guys, little seeds off, and how they like kind of turn into looking like jacks you would play with as a kid. So kind of a combination of childlike easiness and the simplicity of weeds that look pretty.
So was it his imagination that said they look like jacks, or have people observed this and I just have never picked up on it?
I think it was mainly imagination, but also the desire to have a name that wasn't straightforward, but also kind of put a specific image in your head or made you think about it and question it. So.
And did he do it because that was his impression of the music you're making, or for some other reason?
I don't really know. We'd been kind of mulling over a bunch of names. So.
Do you feel that it reflects what you're doing?
Yeah, I do.
Childlike easiness and
simplicity. Yeah, I think it does. Because I'm so young, a lot of my writing is about things that people my age experience, you know, heartbreak and learning what that's like and trying to figure out what life is. And so always kind of thinking, man, it was just so much easier when I was a kid, you know. And I'm starting to grow up and things aren't as easy anymore. So that kind of is part of it, I think. And my guitar playing is really, really simple. So I think that's kind of part of the name.
Is that the guitar playing, is that a reflection on of coming to guitar late?
Yeah, I didn't start playing till I was 15. So
and you're not a whole lot past that now.
No, I'm 19 yeah. now. So.
That's what I was trying to remember how old you were when you were here last, because Chris and Kenna have both been here a couple of times before. Well, Kenna, you've sung solo a few times, courtesy
yes.
of, I think, Todd Durnell's singer-songwriter collective, the mm-hmm. Champagne Urbana singer-songwriter collective. And Chris has been here a bunch of times, usually playing bass with
yes, usually.
A number of different groups. Including a group called The Curses, I think you all played on here.
Yes, we did. I think last summer, maybe.
That's possible. And then others that have popped up here and then. What about, are you, about the time you picked up the guitar, Kenna, was that also when the songwriting started to burst forth?
No, songwriting actually has been happening my whole life. I can't remember a time I wasn't singing. Most of my memories are of me in the backyard pretending I was singing for a bunch of people and making up songs. And it's just always what I've done. I think that's part of the reason why my writing is the way it is, because there was so much time for me to kind of hone how I wanted to say things and what I wanted to sound like before I picked up the guitar. And I think that's why the guitar is kind of more of a supporting role rather than being the premise of my songs.
Do you have siblings?
Yes, I have 3 siblings.
Well, that blows the theory I was just developing, of the child writing, making up songs in her head because she was an only child or something, but so much for that, huh?
No.
And anybody else besides your dad involved in music? I know your dad is.
My sister, Chloe, she's a drummer. She's really good. She hasn't been playing out very much, but she's a musician, and my little brother is in the marching band and in the show choir at his school, so there's a lot of music. My other sister, Laura, just picked up the auto harp and's been playing that for a little while. So
I assume the original influence, your dad, or not really?
Definitely my dad. Just a lot of memories of him taking me to softball games and us listening to Travis Tritt. I loved country for a long time when I was a kid. So a lot of memories of that, and hearing my dad play guitar and seeing his old electric guitar in the case in his bedroom. And just hanging out with my dad really inspired a lot of music.
And he's still playing in a group.
Yes, the Mudwinders.
What do they do?
They're a kind of blues rock band, and he drums and sings, and bass player Don sings, and they just got a new guitar player, and I cannot remember his name. my bad dad. They're a blues rock band with this new guitar player. It's going to be a little bit more twangy sometimes, but primarily blues.
Do you feel that the country music that you were hearing at the softball game still, does it show up in your songs?
I don't know. It's hard for me to place what's in my songs and where they are derived from.
Well, Bob asked me before we came over here for this part of the show, he wanted to know, well, what kind of music did they do? And I said, I don't know what you would say they do. So his job during the course of, hearing another few songs or so is to answer that question for himself, unless you have an answer based on one song so far.
One song, absolutely. I have, a little bit folk, a little bit rock, a little bit storytelling, and pretty hip.
Pretty hip. Well, that's
well, thanks.
That's the important part. The Flower Jacks are Akena Mae Rice and Chris Strand. They're live here on Live and Local for the rest of the hour, which is not long yet. So we do want to hear another song in just a couple minutes. But we also would say it's not long yet that we're going to be on the air in the next 12 hours or so asking for you, our listeners, to support this program, support all the programs you hear on WYLL-FM and our companion AM station, because it's that time of the year when we know that people are feeling particularly generous. It also happens that when we gave our last major pledge drive in October, the national budget debate slowed our momentum, to say the very least. Yeah. It was really bad timing, and although things picked up again, we really didn't get close to meeting that particular goal. And goals need to be met if budgets are to be met. And we hope that we're meeting your needs from a radio and musical point of view. And if that's the case, you can help us meet the budgetary needs that will allow us to continue to meet your needs, et cetera. 217-244-0025 is the number to call, or you can contribute online at willpledge.org.
Absolutely. Again, that number, 217-244-0025. And the story about their name really caught me by surprise. It brought me back to a very similar story where my daughter took a dandelion and was blowing out the seeds. And the seeds just visually just went away. And as they cross, they can look like jacks, not by one, mm-hmm. but a few of them, and they can look like jacks. And I had a neighbor who was like, have her stop that. Have her stop that, because that's going to make dandelions in my yard. And I was like, it's a beautiful thing to watch a child blow that. It's a free spirit. It's a nice sound. It's a great name. So that's I did not expect to hear that story, and it brought me back to a time in my front yard with my daughter. So, and your music sounds that way. So thank you for being here, and it's a great example of what you do with the groups that we bring in here. We never know the stories that could come out in this studio. It's a very magical studio, and Kevin brings out some great, great stories from our storytellers that are in here. If you enjoy the stories that you hear, the songs that you hear, the art and culture that Kevin brings to you Monday through Friday, 4 to 5 here on Live and Local, we'd love to hear from you. 217-244-0024 is the number.
0025.
25. That's it.
We have a couple of phone numbers going on here.
Yes.
And
Bob
hops back and forth between our AM station and our FM station.
And TV, so. It's been, because we've been doing television. It's,
yeah.
But let me do it right again. 217-244-0025.
You got it. Or online at willpledge.org. Online, there's a comment section. And if you would do us the favor of letting us know what you're particularly enjoying right now or at the point that that you fill that out, that helps us sort of keep track of where the money comes from. 217-244-0025 or willpledge.org. If the mandolin is just about in tune.
Sorry, folks.
We'll hear some. Yeah, well, it's better to apologize for that than to apologize for the alternative of the attitude mandolin.
We're almost there.
Is this another song of yours, Kenna?
Yes, this song's called Country Drive.
Country Drive.
Yep, so there's that country in
there's
terms,
that
I guess.
Country. That's what I was wondering about.
Stretch a mile, then head out to the city any old day. Nothing like a long country drive to take the burden off your mind. If you got troubles, we all got troubles. Take a long country drive. Take note of your mileage and keep on smiling. Remember the good times in this life on your long country drive. Can't see the sunset from your apartment floor. City lights blind you hope evermore. Take my advice, get in your car, start your engine, and start remembering that there's diamonds on a country road, wildflowers in the water way. Corn in the field, we tend the breeze. I'm feeling at ease on my long country drive. These city folk move away too fast, like they don't know how to take it slow. These city folk move away too fast, like they've forgotten. Yes, they've forgotten. Today could be their last. 'Cause there's diamonds on a country road, roadkill on a highway. Rather see a long stretch of mile than head out to the city any old day. Nothing like a long country drive to take the burden off your mind. If you got troubles, we all got troubles. Take a long country drive. on smiling. Remember the good times in this life on your love country drive.
The Flower Jacks, live in our studio on Live and Local here on FM 90.9. They'll be at Sleepy Creek Vineyards Sunday afternoon from 1 to 3 during the vineyard's open house from 12 to 6 in Fairmount, Illinois. Our program today is made possible by the Danville Symphony Orchestra presenting an Italian Christmas this Sunday, December 15th at 3 p.m. The Danville Symphony Orchestra and vocal trio The Poporazzi present Christmas music with an Italian flavor. More information is available at 217-443-5300. So, Chris, we got a little bit of Kenneth's story. What's your story? I know it originally involved the fine arts, which you're exercising as a by painting, but not probably the sort of painting you thought you'd be doing.
I do have a fine arts background. I'm from Rockford, Illinois, but went to school at the Institute in Chicago and started actually painting houses after high school through college to kind of make ends meet, and that kind of kept me going. But I have done and do still mural work and that kind of thing. I worked in the River North Galleries and Nathan Gallery primarily in Chicago when I was living there last for about 5 years, and did some Asian antique refinishing when I was there as well. So that was a good thing. I didn't play much music when I was in Chicago, though. Prior to that, I had played in a bluegrass band called Cosmic Donkey, and that was a lot of fun. We did some gypsy stuff and some original stuff and some traditional bluegrass, but when I moved to Chicago, I just kind of wanted to take advantage of the scene that was there, and luckily fell in with one of the oldest galleries in Chicago, and that was a good experience. Upon finishing that endeavor, I ended up in Champaign, and the music community here was so strong, and people were so receptive, and really just kind of, there's a really strong musical community here. All the players really respect each other and really look out for each other and really kind of come together to make it the scene that it is, and it kind of swallowed me whole, so to speak. I picked up the upright bass when I moved here, and since then it's kind of been my new adventure.
Well, and the music community has embraced you in particular in that it's absorbed you into a number of different groups, or maybe you've insinuated yourself or started started them all. I'm not sure how the genesis of all these, but the Curses we mentioned earlier, a group called Wagon Fire, which Ken is also involved in, plays some gypsy jazz. I haven't heard you guys yet, but I've heard really good things about you.
That was kind of the brainchild of me and Philip Alley, who now lives in North Carolina, but we got together one night and we were just hanging out on the porch, and I found out he played gypsy jazz and he found out I played gypsy jazz. And,
isn't he a sax player?
No, he is a guitar player.
Guitar player.
Great guitar player too.
Yeah. And we said, let's play some gypsy. And so it kind of just came together. My good friend David Chang plays clarinet, accordion, flute, and a bunch of other different things in that project. He's also in the Curses, multi-instrumentalist. And at that time, Sam Payne, who I've played music with numerous different projects in, was our rhythm guitar player. And Claire Cannon, who was also the fiddle player for the Curses, was the original lineup. Well, since then, Phillips moved to North Carolina, and we came across, ironically enough, a gypsy guitar player from North Carolina, Joseph Silvers. And he played in the Hot Club of North Carolina for 6 years. Came to one of our first shows. I got his number, and now he's our lead guitar player. Bob Salahar, who teaches at the Champaign School of Music, is our rhythm guitar player now. And Claire Cannon has since moved to New Orleans. And Claire Johnson, who fiddles around town, I'm sure many people out there know her name, kind of stepped up to the plate and took over that position. So me and David Chang are the only two original members. Kenna sings in that project as well. We do some jazz standards in a gypsy style, the Musica Django Reinhardt a lot of Django originals, and just kind of really have fun with the style and kind of rearranging these standards in that kind of genre. So that's a really good project. The other projects that I'm in, like The Young and the Fretless, is an old-time string band. We play Strawberry Fields. We're playing Bouvan, actually, Saturday night from 8:30 till 10:30 this Saturday.
Bouvan's Wine Bar.
Correct, in Urbana.
Off of downtown.
And that was a phone call from Tom Bassett, who's the banjo player in that band. And The Curses, Benjamin Spoden, who's a singer-songwriter in that project, and I kind of started it. He's the reason I play bass. And I showed up one day and I answered an ad on Craigslist and ran through these instruments, and I had this beat up old K bass sitting in the corner. I'm like, I don't really know how to play it. And I picked it up and he's like, that's what you're playing. So since then, that's kind of been my new adventure here musically, and it's led me to be allowed to play with all these other projects.
I've known a number of bass players who have gotten to play bass because someone needed a bass player, and my mother included.
Really?
She many years ago started a folk group at her church where she was the choir director, and she needed a bass player, so I don't even know where she got it, and ended up playing. And then I ended up playing it.
Nice.
But I started it a little earlier than she did, and I kept at it for a while. So wonderful bass players can come out of... out of surprises, I guess.
Yeah, it was a big surprise.
What's your next musical surprise for us here?
Well, this is a number that Kenna actually played at Eleonora Festival this year. She was invited to do that on the opening night ceremony.
It's the guitar festival at the Krannert Center every other year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's primarily a blues number. She can tell you a little bit about it.
Tim Donaldson asked me to play the Local Heroes Night, and so I brought this number to the table and we played it with a full blues band, so that was really fun. The tune's called Blue Darlin', and I wrote it about Chris when he was gone for 3 days. So.
And so Chris's banjo substituting for a full blues band.
Yes, full blues band, 5 strings.
Live,
right there.
On Live and Local.
That's got a little bit different feel.
1, 2, 3, 4. Try lying in our bed. Visions of your body running through my head. Try to put the fire out. But I quit when I figured out that I'm blue, darling. Said I'm blue, darling. Yes, I'm blue, darling. Oh, I'm blue without you. You're having so much fun. Little old Chicago under the sun. Bet you're having a real good time. Hope to God I'm on your mind. 'Cause I'm blue, darling.
Yeah, I'm blue.
you. Without you.
Flower Jacks, Kenna Mae Rice, and Chris Strand, live in our studio here on Live and Local on FM 90.9, where our program is made possible by Silver Creek in downtown Urbana, serving lunch and dinner every day with a brunch on Sunday for over 20 years. Silver Creek has served fresh and seasonably current dinners by the fireplace in warm wood ambiance. Silver Creek offers over 100 fine wines and draft beers. Our program is also supported by our listeners, the Friends of WYLL. If you're not already one of them, you can become one right now. If you are already one of them and have made a contribution yet this year, it's Christmas time. You can make an extra gift to WYLL, and it is the end of the calendar year, of course, and which means the end of the tax year if you want to get that little benefit in. Make a nice donation to WYLL. Support this program. Support all of our music here. The phone number is 217-244-0025. The website where you can do that is willpledge.org. We've got a few minutes left. I want to make sure that the Flower Jacks get in another song before we go out. So what's your best pitch, Bob?
My best pitch is
most convincing.
Let's talk about the Flower Jacks. You know, the people are listening to the Flower Jacks right now. If you care about their music, how they sound, the energy that they bring to you, the story that they tell, we want to hear from you. And that phone number is 217-244-0025. And these are the type of programs that Kevin brings to you live and local, Monday through Friday, 4 to 5, every single day. I think the best pitch is to continue to listen. To have them sing another song, you're a wonderful group. This is a great show, and it's an example of how we build community. Because I know the people that are listening today, they're going to be at that wine bar on Saturday night. You know, they're going to find you where you're going to be on Friday night. They're going to go to that open house from 1 to 3 on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be there because they heard you here today. So if you're going to follow them around, you know, you got to give us a call. You know, 217-244-0025. And my pitch today is a local pitch.
Willpledge.org. I'll run down all those performances. Yes, Sunday, 1 to 3, Sleepy Creek Vineyards in Fairmount, the Flower Jacks. Saturday, the 21st, Wagon Fire, Gypsy Jazz Group they mentioned, Iron Post in downtown Urbana. Friday, December the 27th, the Flower Jacks will be at Bouvant's in Urbana. And then if you want to look ahead to Thursday, January 23rd, a group we haven't mentioned, Old Number 7 Honky Tonk Band that Chris is involved in, and the Flower Jacks, Shady Nook Pub in Saybrook. You can probably get all that info on their Facebook page, The Flower Jacks, J-A-X. This is 90.9 WYLL FM and HD Urbana with translator W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music and More for Central Illinois. Illinois, we are a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. They are the Flower Jacks. Take us out.
All right. We also have a Bandcamp page if you are into that and SoundCloud. So we have a new album that just came out December 1st. You can stream it all for free or buy the songs you like on Bandcamp.com, the Flower Jacks. This one called Heart is on the Table.
Little old apartment's home enough for you and I. My heart is on the table. Join me if you're able, sweet lover. Are you ready to dine? The sugar in my coffee, I used to drink it black. You say I love you, there ain't no going back. My heart is on the table, boots lay by the door, dress hangs in the closet, darling, we don't need much more. My heart is on the table, join me if you.
used to drink them neat. When you're by my side, love, I feel we can't be beat.
My heart is on the table. Join me if you're able, sweet love. Are you ready to die?
Chris Strand and Kenna Mae Rice are the Flower Jacks live on Live and Local. Stay tuned for the news.